And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are spending the hour with the wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne has been talking to us about now that, you know, things are kind of moving forward in the world, the one step forward, two steps back in some cases. But it's do not be afraid to reach out and do not be afraid to get care no matter where you are. And Daphne, I'm going to ask you a question. This is kind of a little bit related, but, you know, I have a friend of mine who has, her mother lives in Southern California. She's been, you know, she goes down to visit. She's she lives up here in Seattle. And she puts a thing out in on Facebook saying, Mom's out of state, but now it's time, and I don't even know where to begin. Right. And then she throws out a name of the senior community and everybody's going, oh, well, go here, go there. And I'm just watching this conversation. And all I said is I said to her, you need to call me because I'm your friend. And the first thing I'm going to ask her is, did any of those people that responded to you ask about what your mom's highest values were? What are the, and a lot of people, they don't even have the logistical aptitude to understand really where are we going. If you're going to relocate someone from Southern California to Seattle, what is involved in all of this? And especially if a home needs to be sold, all of those things, Daphne, and you probably do this every day, and we haven't had this conversation before.
Well, I don't do it every day, but I do it every month, I bet.
So, sure you do.
So I have moved a lot of people out of California. I currently have somebody that's moving out of South Carolina via Angel Flight. And wow. So there's lots of things to logistically get organized and paying attention to health and whatnot. Mm-hmm. The most important thing, again, and this is our theme this hour, is reach out and gather information.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid to let your, quote, secrets be known, or to think you're going to be roped into something you don't want to do.
Sure.
At least not with a good person. And we've talked about that. How do you choose a placement navigator many times? We might have to review that again. But it's a place that you can be helped with everything you talked about, Suzanne, from downsizing, selling a house, knowing what the legal steps are that have to be taken in terms of power of attorney. Are there any things that we have to do differently? How do I get someone to the airport if they're not ambulating? Can oxygen go on an airplane or not? I mean, there's just lots of questions if someone has those services. And each story that we hear, we just individually look at it and figure out, what people do we have to tap into to make this happen? So I've been able to develop a network nationwide, not in every state, but I certainly would know how to develop every state at this point, of having hands-on people in the state and the city to come from. And I think that's a really important piece. Again, the most important thing, and you brought it up, has anyone asked your mom or dad what their highest values are? What is important to them? What things are non-negotiable? What things are really important? How much will it disrupt someone's life to not hear the news report from their town?
Yeah.
How much will it disrupt their life to, you know, maybe it's East Coast to West Coast, and you have glorious sunrises that, you know, they're on the ocean, and now they're going to have glorious sunrises on the or sunsets on the ocean on the West Coast. I mean, those things can be disorienting.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about them. Getting a different newspaper, is that going to bother somebody? Do you need to continue the subscription and have it mailed from, you know, Charleston? Does it, you know, Atlanta News, whatever it is, the Tribune, does that need to be subscribed and have mailed and delivered?
Yeah.
To Seattle now, those are things you may not think about, and they're all tied to quality of life.
Very good.
Someone should be walking through you, through the journey with you, with those types of details. Did the family members need to know all those details? Absolutely not. Have you ever walked this journey before? Nope. Are there experts out there that can help you? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you need to pay an arm and a leg for that service? No. With clinical senior placements, we don't charge for those consultation things.
And, you know, you just pointed out in our previous segment about all the things that you noticed that the family had no clue about. And, you know, those are the things I think that's so important to take a look at. And especially if you live apart from a loved one, even if a loved one has dementia, they can get themselves wound up to be semi-normal when you visit them, you know, once every few months. But now all of a sudden, when you're around them more of the time, it takes a professional to really understand all the ins and outs. A lot of people think, well, if I have a, you know, I could move my mom into my basement. Well, sometimes that works, but I would say 99% of the time it doesn't, because you're dealing with a situation of potentially stairs. You're dealing with somebody that would make it difficult for mom or dad to come in and out of the house. But there are options, and I'm not saying that that's not a viable option, but, you know, it takes a professional to assess it that doesn't have an emotional, stake in the game. I guess that's the difference between what you do and your knowledge. Like when you're talking about edema, that chances are an average person's not going to notice those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't. And I want to be sure that people don't think I'm scrutinizing everyone. I've done this 21 years, and so my eye just goes to these things. Mm-hmm. This is what I recognize. You know, a traffic engineer guy is going to notice all kinds of, you know, the lights and the pattern of the lights and, you know, whatever. That's their area of expertise. So it's not a picking thing. It's just what I do.
Right.
When you're choosing someone to work with, I would make sure that there is at some level an attempt to be face-to-face or person-to-person with your loved one. Mm-hmm. During COVID, we've had to do that primarily, via Zoom, mm-hmm. using some kind of video platform call. But there has to be some kind of physical eye-to-eye connection.
Right.
A person is not a list of symptoms or likes or dislikes on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
They're three-dimensional.
Sure.
And so if someone is not going to make the attempt to figure out how I can get eyes on this person, that would be a red flag for me. We are complex people.
Mm-hmm.
And even how someone may look at me or avoid eye contact with me or be looking down all the time or deferring to another person tells me a whole lot. Even over Zoom.
Sure.
So that would be one of the things that I'd really encourage people to think about when they're looking for some help from state to state.
Right.
I have actually traveled to other states to help people. I've moved people up from Oregon and down on a dime's notice, driven down and made sure that I was going to see grandma, mm-hmm. and help her in getting moved up to Washington. The trauma of moving for anyone is huge,
mm-hmm.
but for an elder moving from a state that they've perhaps grown up in or retired 30 years ago in, and this is where their circle of trust and influence is now, that's a big deal.
Sure.
Someone should be walking along with them.
Sure. That makes total sense.
Yeah. It's a totally doable. Pinnacle Senior Placements can help you with that. There are a myriad of other people that I, you know, could turn you on to if it's something that's going on in Pennsylvania. I know really good people in Pennsylvania and to connect with. But again, it's just making that phone call.
Right. And certainly understanding somebody like you is going to have connections all over the world. Or if you don't, you know somebody who does. And you've been at that long enough. So if somebody says, I need to get my mom's house ready to sell, you have contacts that can help make that happen. And, you know, keeping the family informed, somebody like you can do that, where, you know, you're there, you're helping to, you know, make this happen. It's just like Angel Flight. How often do people really know about this
mm-hmm.
Service that's available and all of those things? So, you know, I encourage everyone that's our listeners. It's like, you know, there's no downside to calling Daphne. And be proactive, even if we're having this conversation right now of, you know, things have come to a head. But, you know, I think really we as adult children need to be more mindful of taking the lead. And I'm not saying that in a derogatory to take over things. I'm saying to be mindful of, if I notice something, it's okay to say, you know what, this concerns me. Don't ignore little things. Like when I cleaned my mother's refrigerator out, she had like cottage cheese containers of like a tablespoon of food. And it was like probably 20, 30 of those little, you know, containers in her refrigerator. And most of them had been sitting there for a very long time with science projects on them. That is a really major clue that there was probably a time where mom couldn't clean her refrigerator out. She wasn't in her rational mind. And those are things that we can always say, our bills piling up, you know, they're not getting paid. Do things, you know, does the electricity get cut off? Did something happen in that regard? Those are indicators that maybe mom's or dad's not quite as sharp as they used to be. And those are things I think that you can help, you know, them in helping to notice those things. Is that, I mean,
not only notice them, but how do I navigate as a child, as the son or daughter, how do I navigate to the place of encouraging my parents to honor my opinion? Mm-hmm. My desire, my observation, mm-hmm. A lot of us, and I certainly am going to be one of them, is independent and probably a little prideful by the time I have X number of birthdays. I want to hang on to my independence.
Right.
and that's normal. That's healthy. Yeah. You know, it's like, Dad, that served you well, but right now, I'm feeling like you need a little support in making decisions. Can I be a part of the decision-making process with you?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to make the decisions for you, but can I just bounce off ideas with you? I mean, call me up and say, hey, you know, son number one, what do you think of this idea? Yeah. But to give the language of how do we make that switch, because that is really important. One of the things that I see right now, too, is children who have not been with their parents for a long time, don't know how to broach the subjects of change. And so we can talk about that in our next subject.
In the meantime, Daphne, how do we reach you?
855-734-1500 is our phone number, 855-734-1500, and PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.
Perfect. Daphne will be right back right after this.